Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Subject to rebuttal, the state would rest at this time.
All right, thank you. Mr. Cotton, or Mr. Eichhoff.
Your Honor, at this time, we'd like to call Jacob Kerr to the stand.
All right, Mr. Kerr, if you'd please come up to the witness stand.
Hey, Jake, obviously you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
I think the first thing to ask is, how are you feeling today?
Good, finally see the truth can finally come out. I'm really tired because I've been up a couple days assisting with you guys. Physically and mentally and spiritually tired for years, and like, I think that's good to know that that's affected my face. It does look bad for demeanor-wise, but that's because of the circumstances. A little nervous, a little shaky, but other than that, it's roll. So.
But you're excited to be up there?
Yeah, I've been waiting for a long time.
Well, we're glad you're up there. Now, Jake, anytime someone testifies, this is a valid question, and so I want to just get this out of the way right away. Have you ever been convicted of a crime? You've been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
And how many of those were?
Four
convictions. Thank you. You know why we're here. You know what we need to talk about, right?
Yep.
So I want to move right to that day. Do you remember what day that we're talking about, that everyone's been talking about since you've been here?
June 7th, 2016.
I don't think we need to go through the whole day, but I think if we start later in the afternoon, early evening, I think that's a good place to start. Would you agree?
I don't have any recollection of that other than when I woke up in the hospital.
Well, previous to that, I think there was some conversation about dinner with the family.
That was on the 6th.
That was on the 6th?
Yeah.
Tell me about dinner with the family on the 6th.
Me and my mom and my dad came back from up north from our grandma, and me and my father had agreed not to discuss court matters because he's very indifferent on his views with me. And he's always been a man of his words, and he's never gone against it. And he tried to bring it up, and I didn't want to bring it up. He got upset about that and reacted in ways that was not normal with my father. So I ended up leaving. I ended up biking from the airport. But
let's hold off. Let's get to that, because eventually we're going to get to the bike ride a little bit, Jake, but let's talk a little bit more about dinner with the family. So it didn't end the way that you wanted it to end that day with the family.
It was really not normal. Like, my dad never gets mad over things like this. And it was, my mom was crying, and I don't like seeing my mom cry. And I took one of my because I'm bouncing around, kind of not really homeless, but I have a backpack full of, like, essentials for moving around. I took one of them with me and got my bike and left.
Let's hold off on a bike thing. Let's talk more about your family. Specifically, you mentioned about your mom. You don't like seeing your mom cry. Talk about your relationship with your mother.
She's like the only angel that I've ever seen on this planet other than my grandma. So she's always been done everything she could. Well, both my parents are very good parents and done everything they could for not just me, but for my siblings. My mom is more of the lenient and loving side.
Yeah, and how would you classify your relationship with your mother?
Extremely good. Like friend-wise, close. Could tell her anything, I guess.
You started to talk about your relationship with your father. Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, my father's always been a good father, good to my mom, done everything he could for us. But he believes my, like I said, he's very black and white type of thing. You know, cops don't lie, or court system does not corrupt. If it is, it fixes itself or something like that. That's not how the world works. And my views on that type of thing is that that's just incorrect because, you know, he was raised in the military. So we don't really get along that well type of thing. Well, we get along, but it's like when it comes to, like, viewpoints on that and how to handle stuff or, like, how I believe more in how the Declaration of Independence came. You know, we didn't just get this freedom. We didn't just get this how our country worked. We had to fucking fight for it. And we had to, like, get that out there. That's the kind of mindset that I have. where you say both things just kind of fall in line.
So it's safe to say that you and your father disagree on some things?
Yeah, but in reality, it's the same essence of how to be and how to care for and how to get to the goal on making a better world type of thing. But it's the same essence, but it's viewed differently. So that's where a lot of our butting heads comes into play.
But still safe to say that you love your father?
Yeah.
You did say during that, some of your discussion we just had, or your testimony, you did say a couple words that weren't appropriate. In the future, if you could just hold off.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I have a tread, so like in emotional or big stints, the stressful things like this, I kind of like kind of pops up. It's also kind of grown to be part of my language, but I'm more aware right now focused on you and this than that, so I'll attempt to.
Thank you, Jake. Yep. So since we're talking about people that were here on June 6th, that you were surrounding yourself, so you said your mother and your father. You also had some interactions with some other people that night. So, now, I don't want to talk about the interactions quite yet, but I just want to talk about some of these people. Sabrina, you're familiar with Sabrina? Sabrina Teague?
Yep.
Can you tell me about Sabrina Teague?
She was an ex of mine from high school. Can I go into that? Or?
By all means, when did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 2009. Well, I had enough credits to graduate early. Technically, the first, trimester? There's specific terms for it, but it was basically beginning of the year. I had enough to graduate then. Me and Sabrina dated for two and a half years, and it ended in the winter of 2008 and kind of on and off until the springish. We met through, I first met her at the Cup of Joy, but she was someone that was at youth group, so that's how we kind of got to know each other a little more.
Was she in the same grade as you were?
I think she was a grade, yeah. I'm pretty sure she was a grade under. Like a year difference at the time, I think. I don't remember.
So you didn't graduate the same time with her?
No, I went to Swarbinow. She went to Pulaski.
When you dated her, you said broke up in the winter of 2008?
Yeah, that would be when the relationship pretty much ended, so.
But you said there was still some ongoing?
No, like, I was trying to see how to put this nicely, I guess. She's a person with a younger mindset that's very childish type of thing. And I'm a person that at certain points I surround myself with people that are like me, that are like adults. And after we broke up, like I don't need to be around you. So from that point on, 2000, when we were done dating, I had no interaction with her. And the few mutual friends we had, I stopped talking to them too. And I did not enter back into her life until it was 2013. I got wind of her stepdad dying, Dennis Solo, and he had cancer. And knowing how Sabrina has these tendencies to like lose friends because she tries to get friendship in the wrong way by if there's someone who doesn't like her or she doesn't like, she'll say stuff that's not true about them to get attention type of thing. So she didn't have a lot of friends, and her best friend, Katie, stopped hanging out with her. So knowing that she doesn't have anybody and that she doesn't get along with her mom really well, that I was, you know, concerned that this, even though I don't like her because of how she is, I'm concerned about her well-being, that she's going to kill herself or some shit. It's like,
yeah, let me, so, yeah, and I'll, let me redirect so we can get to that, but, right, thank you, Your Honor. So, in 2009, you two go your separate ways. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, no interaction whatsoever, and mutual parties, that stopped too.
And it was because of her immaturity? She wasn't at the same maturity level as you?
Yeah.
And the people that, the mutual acquaintances that you two had, that you stopped spending time with those mutual acquaintances as well?
Yeah, two of them in the audience right now.
And you didn't have any interaction with Sabrina until 2013?
Yeah.
And that was because you had some concerns about her father being sick.
And her not having anybody to go through that experience with.
So you were concerned, and it was because of her father.
Your Honor, yeah. I don't object. I don't like to object normally to questioning, because we want to get through this. But I'm object on leading continuously. It's happened.
It's only two other times. So.
Mr. Kerr, if you could just wait for the objection and my ruling on that.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't hear the objection. I'm sorry.
Leading. All right. So I'll sustain the objection if you could just rephrase the question and then try to refrain from leading questions. Thank you.
you reached out to Sabrina in 2013. Why?
So I was concerned for her well-being, and then once I found out she was doing better because of her inheritance, I stopped talking to her. No, never since spring of 2014 on, I have not seen Sabrina other than one encounter at Walmart randomly.
So after you knew she was doing better, you're
annoying. You do your life, I do my life.
So you said there was one other interaction. What was that interaction?
I was making a key for my place at Seymour. And the key machine is next to, like, one of the entrances to Walmart. So as I'm leaving, her and a group of people just spontaneously materialize her there. So, and I called her out for stuff she said, told her I was going to sue her, give her a chance to knock it off. And then I went to the other door. Like, my car was parked over here. I went the other way to walk back.
So it wasn't an intentional contact?
No, she just popped up.
Is there anything else that you think that we need to know about your relationship with Sabrina?
Yeah, I guess, they mentioned, some views on how I view about this person, but that's not a reason to kill someone. Like, you can hate your neighbor's dog for yapping all the time, and you want to, pour some water on it, maybe, but you don't want to see someone kick it. You don't want to see someone get run over.
Are you familiar with Hee-sun?
Yeah, that's her mom.
Does she have a nickname?
Yeah, Sunny.
And what was Hee-sun's last name?
Teague.
And what did you call her?
Sunny.
When was, talk a little bit about your relationship with Sunny.
She was cool. We were always good. And, I popped back in her life to see how Dennis was doing and Sabrina was doing. She mentioned how she was going to ask if she would teach me how to make our egg roll stuff because she made, legitimate, oriental food. It was pretty cool. So there was never anything wrong there. And you can even ask my past attorneys when they showed me the criminal complaints. I cried because I didn't know what the hell was going on. It's just I couldn't read it because when you read it, you see her name first. So.
Did you ever have any issues with Sunny?
No.
Now, the other individual that you had contact with that evening was Joel.
Supposedly, there was a couple people there. I don't know who it was because I was just looking straight at her and made that commentary and then just left.
Before we get into the incidents that evening, before that evening, do you know who Joel Kennedy was?
No, I didn't know this till later upon reviewing the discovery, but in his phone I've seen a picture of which would have been one of his Facebook photos. I have seen that Facebook photo with the name Joel in the friends' comments of a person of the person that I'm having an issue with in my life.
But it's safe to say that you didn't.
No, other than that, I have no idea who dude was till this case happened. After the case wise, that's the only other time memory wise I've ever seen his name or picture, and I didn't come to that conclusion until I looked at the contents of his phone. I'm like, oh, these best buddies with a dude who put heroin in my woman. So, who's not Sabrina?
I'm just going to ask you to slow down just a little bit for the sake of the court reporter and to make sure that we can all hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake. Is it safe to say you didn't have any issues with Joel?
I didn't even know the dude existed.
Thank you for confirming that. Now, we talked a little bit about dinner, right?
About what?
We talked a little bit about dinner with your folks.
Yes.
Let's progress. Eventually, what happens after dinner?
Upon recollection, when I was with the cops, my first memory is going towards my roommate's work. Bring that truck in here because it's not that far. She works at a bar. I was chill with her, complain about the night because we talk about everything in life, even no family matters and whatever. And wait till she's done and just, let's drive home. So that's where I'm going, but in the process, I'm in and out type of thing. I'm tired as it is. Prior to this, I'm not eating, not sleeping. I guess it would be fair to say it's sleep deformation, from my understanding. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life. Grandma just passed away recently. The woman that I'm in love with, who's not Sabrina, still alive today, she was getting used by a person named Dylan Gray, and he put heroin in her. And I've been doing everything in my power to try to prevent that.
Let's go back to... from when you left your parents' house to how you ended up at Sabrina's place. So you said that you jumped on your bike. Am I correct?
Yeah, I guess the pinpoint on there, the majority of that day before dinner, I'm like running on low fumes, I guess you would call it.
Why would you have gone to Sabrina Trepanier's place of employment?
Because then I could just sit there and complain about Dad and maybe have a few drinks, and when she's done with work, we just go home because I live with her.
Did she work at a bar?
Can't remember the name, but it's the one on, it's the one connected to the casino, the country something.
So wouldn't it be unusual for you to go to this place and have a drink?
No, I've done it a few times. There's a couple times when I didn't have some cash, she would just spot me and I'd just pay her back later. She's the bartender.
And you said that, what did you say your plan was after you done having a few drinks there?
There was no plan. The plan was I was supposed to sleep at my parents' house until the next day to find where I was going. We just came back from grandma's and we're having dinner. So there's no plan to leave. It's like shit, what do I do?
So other than going to Sabrina Trepanier's place of employment to have a few drinks, why else would you have gone there?
To my roommate's place of employment? Like, we're really close. Like, we dated, like, a long time. Like, before I dated Teague, I dated her, actually. And she became, like, a sister, family member type of thing. Like, she calls my mom. So it's, where else am I going right now? It's, like, it's nighttime. I was supposed to stay at my parents' house. I'm bouncing around not because they don't have a true place, but because Dylan, that guy, made a warrant. So I can't be at your place of work, you can't be at your place that you live. So where am I supposed to go right now? I'm on a basis of trying to find out where to stay.
Would you have been able to spend the night at Sabrina Trepanier's place?
I lived with her, but because of the warrant that Dylan made falsely, I'm weary of being there until I was able to establish getting $2,000 for my attorney for a current pending case.
So what happens? And I think it's safe to say that you have, or do you have any recollection of going to her place of employment?
I have, no, I've talking to my family. When I saw my mom cry, that's basically when everything just falls away. I wake up in the hospital, really, really freaky. There's a lot of people looking at me, like, and I don't know how to explain it, but they're wanting to know what the fuck's going to come out of my mouth or something. Staring at me, and then a while after, I start getting pieces of memory back. The majority of everything, though, it's hard to explain. It's basically silhouettes. It's black on like an extremely nothing black and gritty sand quality whatever. As I'm getting memories back, there's very few glimpses of stuff. Like, I guess one good example is the bedroom. It's just a screen, the window screen.
Well, Jake, I don't mean to. Let's hold off because we're gonna get there.
Okay. So there's no real memory. It's just.
So how did you get to Sabrina Teague's?
I couldn't tell you. Other than once I viewed through my discovery, that you find that the people that were Dylan's friends who have been up trying to assault me, attack me for a long time.
Did bring me
there. You can see stuff like that, and I was like, oh, okay. So,
when you left your parents' house, did you take anything with you?
Yeah, I chose one of my backpacks. I have like ones, anything that the camping, so like you needed any type of scenario, this is your backpack. The other one's clothes, the other one was food. Then there's also some, like, as you all saw, certain weaponry for self-protection, because like I said, I am being attacked by individuals with guns and knives because I called Dylan, or I hacked his stuff, actually. I put it out there, hey, this is you putting people on heroin, and that caused that. So I had that for protection.
So that was some of the stuff you had in your bag, like items for protection?
Yeah, some of the things that look concerning to all of you.
Explain some of those things.
I guess let's go with the zip ties first, I guess, because like you all know, I had a warrant. You can't just go to the cops when you have a warrant. There are individuals that are threatening me, and there's evidence of that in my phone for months. So if these people are coming at you, what do you do? You can't go to anyone for it. All right, well, I got the firework there. Roman candles, sorry. use that while it's chaos, detain them, leave, not Sabrina or anyone, the people who were in my life, who were attacking me in my life before this, then you would go somewhere else. And honestly, call the cops. All right, took care of. That's the only plan I had with that. I have a gigantic knife, which is like a, basically looks like a machete, because I don't own a gun. I don't really like guns. You got the metal glove. I was relinking because I had to think, like, all right, how do, if I get close enough on an encounter and these people, not the Teague family, what do you do when someone else has a knife that you don't know about? All right, you would catch that. For stop trying to prevent that, that's the thing in there. The carabiner hammer thing, that's a grapple. Me and my, when I was with my cousin, he lives up north, no one knows me up there. We had a little repo business type of thing. So there was a person that needed their Xbox back. I hang out with those people. And at the nighttime after one's passed out, my cousin used that to latch to a tree, climb up, and I gave him the Xbox. And so that way, that's what that was. That's just a prior thing. So
is it safe to say that the hammer has nothing to do with, it was not a self-defense item?
No, that was just a cool grapple I made a long time ago for us to retrieve a stolen Xbox, because when people woke up, they're like, where is it? I don't know. So it's back with its owner.
You had a lot of items in your backpack, am I right?
Yeah.
So let's go back to specifically the items that were there for self-defense. You mentioned a few, but let's continue talking about some of those items that were for specifically self-defense.
The giant knife, the zip ties. So that way when I did encounter these people, detain them, call the cops from a different way so I don't, the warrant doesn't interject. The glove, the metal glove I was relinking, so that way I could be, you know, in close encounter, catch a knife if necessary. It's been so long since I looked at that. I'm trying to remember. Trying to remember what else was in there.
Well, in regards to the other items, there were items in there that were there items in there that weren't for self defense.
There's clothes. There's hygiene stuff. There's my poncho in case it rains. In case it gets like rainy, because I can't stay at my place. You have food.
So you had clothes. Help me understand again why you had the clothes in there. Was it because you didn't have a place to stay on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay. Hygiene items. Why would you have had hygiene items in there?
Why would I?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I don't like being gross. I'm a clean person. I would like the toothbrush in there, I think, too, if I remember right.
Did you have regular access to hygiene items given your living circumstances?
Not unless I brought it with me.
And then the last question, or the last thing you mentioned that you didn't explain that was in your bag was food. Why would you have food in your backpack?
It's just a bunker bag. It's just a survival bag. I'm bouncing around. My next meal isn't guaranteed. My next shower is not guaranteed. My clothes being clean aren't guaranteed, hence the tools to, you know, I can get over to the west side. What else am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to have that with me. Or I should have it with me.
Was there a railroad spike in your bag?
Yeah.
Why did you have a railroad spike in your bag?
At one point when I needed to find a place to stay because my phone's only working on Wi-Fi. I was at Sam's Club Walmart, near it, using the Wi-Fi, and I got a hold of, I guess I'll keep his name out of the record, but it's the same person Darian shares a apartment with. He told me I could go over there, stay for a bit, find a place to stay. So going from where I was to his house, there's apparently now it's a walkway or it's a bike path, but there used to be a railroad there, and there's just a bunch of them out, and I'm like an artsy person, so I'm like, oh, cool, you can make whatever this, but I realized there's a bunch of them. Okay, now I can sell those to turn my freaking phone on. So I picked up enough to what I think would have been like $30 equivalent, you know, and put in my backpack as I was going towards where I needed access to Wi-Fi at Darian's other tenant apartment place. Should I put his name out there or no? Because I had more than that one. There was other ones. They just didn't happen to be that backpack.
So just to clarify, you were going to sell the railroad ties to make some money?
Yes, iron. You can, a couple of those, you can get like $40, $30. I would believe like at least five of them would be able to turn my phone on.
And the purpose was to turn your phone on?
Well, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, this is cool. I collect weird shit. But then when I saw more, I'm like, oh, that, cool. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so yes, so.
Was there anything else in your bag that you think that we need to talk about?
Can I have like a piece of paper to recollect like all the things in there?
At this stage, no. So.
Okay. I've been over 4 years. I've been more concerned with all the other stuff in the case. I don't really.
Then Jake, if you don't think we need to talk about it, let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's anything really in there.
So, let's go to what happened next. Something happened at Sabrina's. What happened at Sabrina's?
Are you asking from like the memory portion or?
I'm asking for you to testify about.
I know absolute jack crap if you're asking from that point on. I have no memory. As far as later, I had memory, and then more memory after I went to the jail. So.
Yes, what you remember today. Let's talk about.
So after everything.
So let's start with the biking, for what you remember from the biking, and then let's go forward. What happened that evening?
So let's make sure I'm correct on this. After everything I've recollected and everything.
Yes, everything you remember as of today, yes.
All right, so after getting towards where my roommate works, I was listening to some music, Hollywood Undead, mix of emotions and stuff. And I'm absolutely freaking fed up with Dylan doing what he's doing to Wendy. I'm sick of the people he's had setting after me. I'm sick of trying to play nice with it. So I was like, screw it, I'm just going to go to his aunt's house. Because his aunt she don't know me, like, hey, is Dylan there? He can come out, address the situation, and not hurt anybody, but get, hey, who are these people?
And just to help me understand, Wendy is an ex-girlfriend?
She is the one my recent ex-girlfriend. She is 9 years and a half, 13 days older than me. She's white. Not even the same thing as Sabrina.
And her new boyfriend is Dylan?
He used her.
Were they dating?
She lived with her father. Her brother was his best friend. He went there just for food, sex, party with him. And then when she tried to put child support on him because he's trash, she fucking woke up with heroin in her goddamn veins.
And it's safe to say you have some struggles with Dylan?
Yeah. Pretty much I was with him.
So let's go back to what you recall as of today about.
So going then I was so here listening to music, I'm like, screw it, like I'm gonna address this cockroach. So I go past, I'm going towards his aunt's house because the plan was like, knock on it. Hey, is he there? Tell him I'm so and so. So I meet him over by the dumpster, figure out who the fuck these people are. Sorry. Were following me, threatening me with knives and guns and whatnot, who've been after me for a bit, and address that. But upon going that way, there is a vehicle. I still can't remember exactly what, if it's an SUV sedan. It's raining, it's dark. This is the 6th, mind you. It's white, light blue, something like that. It passes me, and about like three-ish houses down, you can start to see. It whips around like a freaking adolescent's driving it, comes back, and slows down a little bit before it gets to me. And there's something, I think it's a duffel bag that's thrown at me. I honestly can't tell you, but it felt like a duffel bag. It felt like some, I don't know, heavy random things in it. I'm knocked out of my bag. I don't have any more recollection of that up until there's a part where I'm in a vehicle laying down, and there's someone just by my legs, not really even holding me down, just they're just whatever. And there's either rain or a snare drum type of sound. I got nothing for you other than that. And then after that, I'm struggling with somebody. And this is in the kitchen of the Teague's residence. It's not Teague. It's not Joel. I have a small visual of what I'm being told from my description was Adam. I don't remember the last name right now, so I wrote it down. Holding me down. And there's another person here. And then to my right, which would be by where the kitchen meets the bathroom thing, there's two pairs of feet along with one foot. So another part of the foot's out of my visual. And then the next one is the visual where I'm looking out. So there's cement, the driveway portion of the car, and Sabrina's right in the foliage. Visual of this. A knife going up, which is exactly what I was seeing beforehand with talking to them, but more detail added to it. And from the angle of the arm going up, the person was is about the same height as her, same height to the person that I seen holding me. And that's that visual. And then there's I'm trying to there's most, it's hard to explain. Most of it is more in-depth feeling, like sensory type of stuff, I guess you would call it. So it's not less, there's not a lot more visual. That's all pretty much that. There's more sounds here and there.
And
there's nothing really of value.
And you can share with us what you heard, what you felt, what you smelled, what you tasted.
As far as the hearing part of this, the Sabrina part, just saying to get out of the house, just to clarify confusion, that she doesn't mention the name of Jake in my audio intake is not in that same portion where I hear get out of the house. And if you see my statement is, it's not me, it's saying, I think she's saying something like this. So that audio is separate. It's not attached to a visual. The majority of my visuals, when I was in the hospital, is the same of later on. It's just shadowy nothingness. And every once in a while, like the good example, like I was trying to tell you before, like the bedroom, there's a screen that window screen pops in, and there's the wood paneling, but it's not a lot. It's just like 2.5. So then off of that, and then hearing the disconjointed Sabrina's voice, and then the shadowy stuff that's around me, and a very strong memory feeling of something stronger, not, can't be even females, opposing me. And not me trying to do stuff like this, holding me down, is in that memory portion as well as elsewhere. That's the strongest memory portion I have, as well as I had to have been in a car type of thing.
Is there anything else that you remember before the hospital?
There's, other than what's in the statement, that memory hasn't really changed, but the visual is next to nothing. I'm going off of assumptions. I, honest to God, I know I have a lot of negative energy in me because of what Dylan's doing to me, my life falling to pieces, but it's not, there's no reason to direct it towards Sabrina. So I'm going off of the assumption, like, did I just fucking go nuts and I'm over here? There's no reason for it. If I was, it would have been the people who are attacking my life. So I'm going off of those assumptions based on covered in fucking blood. There's cops in front of me.
When you say that you're covered in blood, where were you when you were?
I'm at the hospital. I'm talking about, like, when cuffed to the gurney.
Okay.
That's what I'm specifically talking about right now.
Do you think that there's anything else that we need to discuss or explain to the jury about what you recall today that happened at Sabrina's house?
Oh, yeah, sorry. The between the house portion. Well, it's disconjointed. It's everywhere. But I'm time frame wise, logical wise, it's between then and getting ganked. There's a visual of Panther Park. Like there's two entrances to Panther Park. There's an exit one where there's a very specific tree line next to these yellow pillar things. A visual being moved backwards, and it's not like straight like this. It's like this. So there's that. I do know the people that I'm into it with. They do have a congregation in those areas. So that's.
You said the word gate. Can you tell me what that means?
Like a gate that prevents a car from entering a park. There's a specific name for it. I don't remember what it's called.
And maybe I misunderstood. I thought you said the word gate, like someone gained you.
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay, can you explain to me what the word gate, when you use that in that sentence?
The proper terminology would be abduction, but the terminology I'm using is when someone basically drives up and fucking just takes you away. So, well, they attack you, but don't make it where you're bleeding all over the place. They just attack you, detain you, and wherever you're going, so.
Is there anything else that we need to discuss about what happened, what you recall today that happened? And if not, we'll move on to the hospital.
I guess a little clarification about the feet washing. There's no memory of washing feet. There's memory of water on my feet. So it is just a feeling. There's no visual. There's no hearing. There's just a strong feeling of your feet are getting wet. And now I'm not talking about the bottom part. It's just like, I don't know.
And at some point, you wake up in the hospital?
Yeah.
Tell me about you waking up in the hospital.
It was freaky.
Expand on that.
There's a canine guy right here. There's a nurse right here. There's like two or three other cops right here. And then they all kind of stop what they're doing. Like, there's conversation going here. Nurse is doing, messing with whatever materials. The canine guy is riding. And they all just kind of stop and, like, they're staring at me in, like, a way that's definitely not normal to stare at people. I don't know how to explain that. Like, they're, like, I guess the mindset of what I'm seeing in demeanors might be, like, okay, what's going to go on right now? And as I turn to my right, there's a cop about this far away with a phone. And he's, like, this close to his phone. And it's pointed at me, and I'm shocked. I'm scared. And then I start to realize there's, like, freaking blood all over me. And I'm trying to fucking remember what's going on. And that's freaking me out because I have a really good memory, actually. There's people that can show that I can word event to event, time frame for time frame type of stuff. And there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing other than I was with my parents. And then mom crying. And that's it for the moment.
So when you woke up in the hospital, you didn't know what you explained to us today?
No. I think you could also verify with whoever saw me come through at that time by my reaction that they'd be like, yeah, that matches up. This guy doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Is it so safe to say you're pretty confused?
Extremely confused, extremely scared. And loss, I guess is a good way to put it.
So when you woke up and you had no idea what was going on, you were covered in blood and handcuffed to a gurney, what did you do?
I think the first words around stuff coming out of my mouth is basically like, you know, what the fuck's going on type of shit. I tried to ask, there's this younger cop that was like right here, probably early 20s. Like, what's going on? He asked me, like, who's Ike? Do you think he's okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you were saying something about Ike. Do you think you know who he is or if he's okay? I'm like, and after that point, because I just assumed there's a recording right here. I'm now wanting to know what's going on, so I'm asking about, is there a recording? What's going on? I want to know what's going on. I'm asking them, Where did I get picked up, begging them to tell me? Then begging them, please at least tell me I wasn't picked up in a Schwabenau. Because I didn't want it to be, I didn't know what the fuck's going on. I didn't want, obviously shit's bad, or something bad happened, I don't know what's going on, but I didn't want it to be my family, or really my family, but my dad. Because I know there's a lot of, like, you know, like a jack-in-the-box, like, just like stuff's building up, and like, what's going on? So they did tell me it wasn't there. And I wasn't picked up in Schwabenau. So I'm asking for these videos. Like, what's going on? Because Ike was what I was going to name the kid I was supposed to have with Nicole if she was ever telling me the truth about that. So that's why I'm like, why the hell would you, a person, ask me that? Because I don't talk about that. Like, there's only like two or three people I've ever known about that. So there's no reason for this person who I've never met in my life to ask me that. But put me through a really big shock, confusion thing, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Is it safe to say that early on you were trying to figure out what was going on?
Yeah, and you can see that throughout my statement, the part where it shows all the actual audio, you can see the whole time, well, a lot of the time that I'm trying to use logic to figure out what's going on, even the doctor I helped them, like, I guess in one part you see where, like, well, what hand? I'm like, I guess it would be right hand because I don't use my left hand, so it don't make sense for I'm trying to use logic as much as best as I can, going off of next to nothing visuals in my head, and what's going on right now, and oh wait, I do have a lot of energy in me, but this don't make, there's no reason for me to go snapping off of someone that's not in my life.
You were in the hospital for significant amount of time.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many hours you were there for?
It honestly felt like it was like four or five, going off of feeling wise. the reports, I've gone through everything in my discovery. It's a little over 10 hours. I want to say it's like 10 going to 40 minutes probably or something like that.
So when you were confused, was that early on? Or what point in the course of this interview were you confused?
Oh, since I woke up or came through, I guess you'd say.
Was that the whole time, or was there a limited portion that you were confused?
I'm confused the whole time. After I'm coming to the assumption that there must have been a fight with Sabrina, for whatever freaking reason, there's no reason. I'm like super still trying to figure it out because there's no reason for that. Like, why would you kill someone that you're basically almost ready to sue for money? You need money for your court. You need money for a car. You need your life back. What the hell? So I'm like, was there a conversation that went wrong? There was no plans to go over there right now to go talk about this. There's no, like, why the fuck am I there?
Did they ever tell you why you were there?
No, but there was off of process of elimination, being like, where did I get picked up? Okay, I'm not picked up in a Schwabenon, so no issue can happen with Dad, no issue can happen with Z, TJ, Dylan's mostly in that area, Wendy. So all these people that I'm not picked up in a Schwabenon, so then who else do I know? Who else do I know out of that area? Like, I know people in Seymour, I know people here and this and that.
And you went through a process of elimination with the officers?
Not in that way. Based on what they're not telling me, and based on what is telling me, in the area that I'm not picked up, can't be these people that would ever got into conflict, if it be that. And I'm trying to help the cops, because I'm not the dude looking for.
Did you ask them any questions? Law enforcement?
When the dude told me about Ike, which really threw me for a curveball there, I'm trying to be like, wait, it's the recordings, I want to know what's going on, type of thing.
When you're trying to figure out what was going on, did you ask the law enforcement if you went to some different cities?
Yeah, that's part of the process of elimination, trying to be like, figure what's, I'm just trying to help. And I really want to know.
And they told you some answers, like, for instance, you weren't in Appleton?
Yeah.
Did they say any other places that you weren't?
I don't have a lot of good memory with what's going on in that portion of the case, because I have spent most of my time in cognitive ability and memory on other aspects in the case over the course of the 4 years, and also this is hell that I'm living through, so I don't.
That's fair. So. In regards to, I think you said that you said some pretty bizarre things that night.
Yeah, that was mentioned.
And you said, I think you already talked about Ike.
Yeah.
Help us understand who Ike is and why this is weird that you may have talked
about. I thought we just covered that, actually, I think.
Let's go to the next topic, then. Was there any conversation about a car crash?
Yeah, and after going through all this, it makes sense to me that if you see in the statement, I clearly have a really some type of strong memory or feeling to be in a car, at least, and being surrounded, struggling with a stronger human being, and because I'm trying to figure out those key pieces, because those are the biggest portions of memory that came back to me, and with what's going on, those would probably help. So,
was there any time at the hospital that you were convinced that you were in a car crash?
No. Well, the first part of it, I thought the cuts in my hand or glass cuts, because with normal, like, materials, like a knife or something that's a blade, a cut will open a wound, kind of like that type of thing. But glasses, when it breaks, it's all curved. Sorry. It's all curved and everything, so if you were to be cut glass, the skin would be in, like, an odd format, like, so that, and that's what I was assuming off of what I saw there, so I'm like, okay, glass, blood everywhere. I have some feeling recollection of being in a car crash. Without going through this window, glass everywhere, we're using logic, trying to be like, what's going on? That's where my is bringing me.
Did they eventually tell you weren't in a car crash?
Yeah, I think. Honestly, I don't remember now, so, but I want to say yes.
At some point, you realized you weren't in a car crash?
Like halfway through what's being said to me and what I'm going assuming. based on what's around me.
In this process, when you were trying to figure out what was going on, did you ever suggest things to law enforcement to help them better understand what was going on as well?
That's a, yeah, it's in a weird way. So the majority of the statement, if you were to see the video stuff on it, you see a lot of the time as I'm sitting with that officer, I am, like, very spacey as it is, but, like, I'm having a deep thought about all this. Stuff will come to me slightly, and I'm like, whoa, whatever. You can hear my voice. I'm not okay with what I'm seeing or what I'm perceiving with. There's parts where, I guess, like, you know, at one point you're sitting there, the cop's like, well, you said beat her up. And, like, and I reply back to him, no, I didn't say that. I said, I think so because I, you know, you hear her voice. What the hell's going on? You saw the room. That's Sabrina's room. It's got to be. Ooh, okay, then why would someone be, why would there be blood everywhere? Okay, you beat someone up, you maybe. What's going on? So I'm going, I'm, so I'm, that's, I guess, how they answered it. So I,
Did they ever repeat things back to you to help you?
Yeah, like that one thing. Like, he's like, you said you beat her up. And then I was like, no, I didn't say that. So that would be a good example of that.
Was there ever a time you asked law enforcement to look into some of your social media while you were there?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, like I said, I'm going off of assumption. Okay, something happened. I'm assuming based on they're talking to me, I'm covered in blood. Okay, I must have, like, beat someone up or something. It don't make sense. It don't not make sense to be Sabrina for sure. Like, there's, I got some true enemies going on. So I, you know, my social media, because of what was going on with Wendy, and no one wanted to give a shit about what Dylan was doing to her. I made a, and while I'm really irritated with stuff, like, I'm not my happy-go-lucky hippie self, I made a timeline of what's going on for me till then, to see, you know, so people who actually did give a shit would have that, because I've got people who did care. I'm so sick of repeating, like, what's going on in your life. That's a lot of stuff. All right, document it here. You want to hear it? There it is. Giving it to the cops, wise. That's the existence of it. Why? Why give it to the cops? It's like, okay, something really stupid happened. So here's my life. This would be why there's a lot of energy in me that's not good. If that would have been the case, then there you go. You have an example of why the screen is loading. If that would have been the case at the time, I didn't know, but I didn't feel like repeating it again. So here it is. There you go.
So you thought that your social media could aid law enforcement?
I thought it would explain why that I'm really, really, really upset with my life. Why there's so, if that would be anything relevant to what's going on. So after today, or after going through the discovery and stuff, like, okay, I did get ganked. These aren't mine. I know that. In my heart, then, I'm like, this cannot be. Case-wise now, I know damn, like, you guys can't hide this. I'm going to give everything to the newsman.
But ultimately, you gave Facebook, your social media information to law enforcement because you thought it would help.
It would speed that process up if that was something that would be relevant to this, because at the time, I had no idea if what's going on or if I'm involved with it.
Is it safe to say that you were ultimately trying to better understand what happened?
Yeah, it's pretty clear, evident. After 10 hours of it, people went through it, you would see that, yeah.
Was that the theme throughout the nights?
Yes.
And throughout the entire length of your interaction with law enforcement at the hospital?
Yeah. And there's actually a bunch of times where the cop actually mentions, like, it's like, I can see you're not a good guy. Because you give a shit, you care about what's going on with other people other than yourself. And I'm like, worst assuming position at the time.
Was anything you said to law enforcement a confession?
No. It was visuals and what I seen. I never mentioned that it was my arm. Like, you know, at the end, like, for 10 hours straight, like, I'm, like, half aware of what they're saying because I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my mind. I'm concerned with what's going there. Don't know. It's abyssal nothing, basically. Freaked out. I'm tired. I've been through a lot of fucking crap. And I'm paying attention to that so I can figure out what's going on. So a lot of the times, you can see throughout 10 hours, I'm not really aware of what truly responsive to their what the cops are saying. You know, when Yankee asked, like, you know, did you see the knife? And she's mentioning stuff like, oh, did you feel and this and that? I'm not paying attention to that. It's like someone who's tired. Hey, how was your day? And this and this. Oh, you gotta go do grocery. You gotta do this. You gotta, you know, yeah. It's like that. And I'm half asleep when I'm talking to her. 10 hours later, and God knows how long it's been going before that.
So, why did you say these things to law enforcement?
I'm trying to help this individual. That's not my arm that I saw. Based on what I say, where she's at, where I'm at. I see, you see all that? I see cement, car, and her. She's like 8 feet away when I see her stabbed. How am I seeing this garage cement if I'm not in the garage when she's by the freaking foliage when I see her get stabbed?
So were you trying to help law enforcement understand what you were calling?
I'm trying to help that. I'm trying to help the whole situation. I have no fucking clue. Like, going through my history, I'm not a stupid individual. I don't like cops. I don't talk to them. Or see what the hell you see going on. Why am I trying to help? Not because of the fear of whatever, something happened, get off your chest. No, I'm like, what is going on?
So during that interview, did you ever confess to killing Sabrina?
No. And once I started seeing, basically the small visuals of what's going on, I'm getting the hunches, okay, that these people are dead. I'm crying. I like Sonny. Sabrina, yeah, she's annoying as crap, but she doesn't deserve to die. Like, what is this?
Did you ever confess to killing Sonny?
No, there's no confession whatsoever.
Did you ever confess to stabbing Joel?
No.
So you said something about sleep. Obviously, you were there for a lengthy time. Do you recall when you woke up the morning of the 6th?
I woke up on the 7th.
Before the incident. The morning before the incident.
Oh, before I talked to my family?
Yep, before dinner with your family, yes.
Yeah, I slept downstairs by the fireplace.
Do you recall what time you woke up that morning?
Jesus Christ.
And if you don't, that's okay.
I would say it's got to have been before 7. Sometime before 7. No earlier than 4, for sure.
What time do you usually wake up in the morning?
It depends on what's going on in my life. If my job wise, or if I don't have a job, or if you got stuff to do, we got errands around. It depends on life.
So 7 is a safe assumption?
Normally, my life has always been adjusted to whatever what's going around me, so that's the way I'm going to say it.
Did you
say? But I guess so you're saying basically that I got nothing to do, right? Is that what you're asking me? When would I wake up?
Did you take a nap before dinner with your folks?
No, I was, when I woke up, before Dad got home, because I'm using the internet, because I'm not living there, I'm just there for the moment, because he agreed to let me stay, because we just got back from grandma's. I'm working my ass off trying to get more information about the stuff that Dylan's doing, because he's in ties with meth and heroin crap, and I'm trying to figure out who he's close ties with, because it takes a while to hack stuff, it takes a while to get the information. And I'm trying to put a lot of that out there because I'm dude's a fucking cockroach.
Is it safe to say you were awake all day?
Pretty much. Yeah, well, from when I woke up to that point, yes.
So now in the hospital, that was later in the evening of the 6th?
No, like there's 27 hours missing in my memory. Like after I left my family's house on the 6th, getting ganked through the night, I'm assuming that the Panther Park is an area of where I'm being held around or whatever for a little bit until it rolls in the next day. It's kind of weird that, you know, Joel conveniently comes home with Sabrina when Miss Teague is basically out of commission when they didn't live there for 2 weeks prior.
Do you remember leaving the hospital?
Going from the hospital to jail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know about what time that was?
I think it was rolling in the morning. Because I remember there was a lot of COs switching shift, I think. I do remember when I got booked in, that the female booking me in, looking at me, and then looking at around and looks at the charges. And she looked at me and looked at the computer. She's like, do you even know why you're here? I'm like, no, why? She's like, she read it off, and I just spaced out. And then she looked at me again. She slowly turned around and talked to the OCOs. And then they said, we're going to sit you over here for a second. And then they had a couple, I don't remember who it was, there was two COs continuously asking me if I'm okay type of thing. And I know that's documented because I was irritated that it was that the nurse tried to document, like, oh, saying there's, because it's in other reports, oh, it was seeing shadow or whatever. I'm like, no, like, I have no visual of what's going on in my memory. That's what, so, it's, so I know there's a report verifying what I'm talking about when I'm saying that.
Do you remember about what time you were booked into jail?
No, I can't give it again. I just, no.
So, Jake, I think you've said a couple times now that you've had the opportunity to review all of the evidence in this case.
Yeah.
And you, pretty extensive.
Yeah.
And one of the pieces of evidence that you've had the opportunity to review was the audio and the video of your interview with law enforcement at the hospital.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that because I wanted to know what's going on. I knew there was a big thing that's been used in the case. And the audio sucks, but luckily I have experience with computers. I actually build networks, fix computers, and I've done audio board work. So I know how the equalizer works. I would listen to just sentences over and over, moving around that stuff till I had a clear enough audio where a lot of that noise or stuff's gone. And then I'd write down what's actually being said. I wrote in front of it, I'd write the number. So if you were to view in Windows Media Player or whatever, the timestamp where it's being said, that number isn't put in front of it. I wrote this all down on a page and showed where it was in the actual statement, and then I rewrote it, condensed it to like what was necessary because there's so much stuff going on.
So let's just focus specifically audio and the video of your interview with law enforcement at the hospital.
Yep.
You did indicate that you reviewed that.
Yeah, I made a clear version of it where it said the actual words, the time frame, and I gave the how to move the equalizer so you can hear it with the best quality.
So in addition to the actual audio, you reviewed the police reports that went along that is with it as well?
The police reports, I skimmed through what was necessary, I thought, and tried to remember what was main things, like how I'm physically inoperable, not able to commit a crime type of thing.
When you reviewed the audio and the video of your interview at the hospital, what did you do?
I studied it like if it was the SATs, or whatever you call it.
Did you take any notes?
Yeah, I wrote down everything that was, I underlined everything that was concerned, went through it, listened to it multiple times, figured out the best quality, wrote that down, wrote down the exact word, who's saying it, cop, it says cop, or it says me, when both cops are talking to me, I just put the female sign for the Yankee and the male sign for the other dude. In front of it, I always put the time frame, because it's a condensed, the only concerning things, it's condensed, it's here and there, I put like C page, whatever, referring to the original document, but at this point, I can't remember if it was the page that I originally did my work on.
So is it safe to say that your notes...
It's exactly what's in there. Exactly what's in that statement.
So it contains some of the transcripts, the exact verbiage?
It's the true verbiage of it.
But it's not just the transcript. There's other things there as well on your notes?
Everything that's in my statement is that. There's nothing else added to it.
And I apologize for not being more clear. You put the transcript in here, but you also put some of your own thoughts or opinions in this, in your notes.
I'm trying to remember if I did it with that one. No, not with that one. No, with that one you have there, that's just word for word. There's a part where I leave out, you know, with stuff that's not like cop talking about, like, oh, yeah, Taco Tuesday or whatever. Okay, that's the cop he's talking. So leave out the words me when it's something that's relevant, really matters. So there's nothing of my opinion in that one. Because my opinion's on statements, I pen in next to the two words, so that's there's none of my opinion in there.
The notes that you took while reviewing some of this discovery, did you bring any of those with you for this trial?
Like, before we did the trial?
Yes.
Yeah, but I've given you guys a lot of stuff, and I asked you specifically to bring it so I could review at the table, which I have been doing over the course of the trial.
While you're doing that, did you put any sticky notes on some of your notes?
Yeah, so that way I wouldn't write on there the sticky notes, hey, this part, cop leading, or here, this part, I'm explaining my visual, which is next to damn nothing. Here is a sticky note that says, okay, look, I'm trying to use logic. I'm going off of what I see here, very vague things, and what, you know, the knowledge that I do have a lot of pent-up energy, and what the cop's doing, so I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm honest to God, true-heartedly trying to help figure out whatever. That's before I realize discovery materials later when I see that I did get abducted and did get back there. So, yeah, I mentioned on the sticky notes, okay, what this little portion is. So you or Eric or Tony, when reading the sticky note, okay, this sentence right here pertains to this.
So you did this for our benefit?
Yeah, and for them, the benefit, because it's a big choice you got to make. So if you want to know what's going on, take a look. I try to make it as condensed as possible to what matters, because it's a 10-hour statement. It's like 20-something pages.
Exactly what you're holding.
Copy of what you're holding in your hand right there, which is the true transcribed version of my statement given at the hospital. It's got word for word, time frame, how to clean up the audio, and it's what the strong things we should be looking at versus all the little petty nothings. So.
Yeah,
that's I know there's something. Sorry. Yeah, this is it's a clearly that you can see exactly what you see. It's not botched up with ink or whatnot. The commentary you mentioned of the at the very end of the statement stuff with the circle things, those were notes for you, me using the same paper.
You said the last page, Dick?
Yeah, I forgot that I'm using the same paper.
So the last page isn't, and I think that's...
After, when you see the female symbol and the male symbol, after that was for you to be like, hey, take a look at this, blah, blah, blah. Everything prior to that is the statement, transcribed.
Is it safe to say that that's why that does not have a number 8 in the top left corner, because it's not part of this packet?
Yeah, because I numbered all the pages.
This is just 8 pages of your notes. Is there more than 8 pages that you've prepared during your...
For my transcribed...
Wow.
Everything?
For everything.
You got like bunker boxes of stuff, man.
Would you say it's dozens of pages or hundreds of pages or thousands of pages?
So notes-wise, not my discovery handed to me, but my notes?
Yep, what you personally prepared while you reviewed your discovery.
Throughout the years?
Yes.
That much stuff. If you stacked it all, it's got to be between here or here.
And you went through all of that stuff during the course of this trial the last few days.
The portion of it, because it's not all of it there, I know that, but the stuff that I've asked you guys to bring, which I've given you in the last year, that portion is here, and as the first day I was here, I was going through what we might go through, what's not going to be even showing up, so that's in there, and then over the course of the first day and a half, what we can use might not be able to use based on the stuff they're all freaking hiding, condensed it from that part, and then once I was clear with what you guys were, what's going to be and what's not going to be in, they kind of condensed like, hey, here, in case we need to address this, and then there's all that was highlighting stuff, so because you can't just sit there and read all that stuff, like here pops out, that pops out, that pops out, why is this sticky note, what is that, and I've been going through that, and that's just, I would say maybe less than a third of everything that I've ever made.
And the pages that are in front of you, these are some of your most important concerns that you thought that we needed to address in regards to your interview with law enforcement at the hospital.
Yeah, because at the time, being who I am, my honest, the way I was raised is to be a human being, I'm concerned for what's going on here. And you can see it's not, I don't know type of thing, or it's not a concern for me. And I really want to know, like, did I go nuts on something that don't make sense, because I'm such a self-controlled individual and a composed individual for a lot of things, for when things need to be addressed towards who are causing things. Yeah, I can, patience, and then eventually, hey, this is what I gotta say when she talks about. So that's been seen a lot lately, and shown on the news, because I've been here for 4 years. This case could have been done a long time ago. I believe it could have been done in 7 months, less, maybe between 6 and 7. Stuff, nothing was done up until he showed up in the case. Interviews, nothing was looked into. When we had stuff, we were approved to have an investigation and stuff started to show up. I talked about 3 years ago. About some, basically, some, we're not having the same issues with the same people I have.
We can move on, Your Honor.
Okay, I can move it out. My bad. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Sorry.
So, Jake, let's turn to Exhibit 19. Let's go through some of your issues, some of your concerns about your interview with law enforcement.
Yes, I'm trying to help. This is something obviously people are going to see. So I would like them to be able to see actually what is said. I would like them to be able to hear what's actually being said, not what's being cookie cutter and doctored up for you to view by them. And I thought it was interesting that, like, last time I had one of the first hearings I had with Cotton, it was supposed to be trial the last time trial was supposed to happen. You know, there was a mention on the record that if the statement got thrown out, they would have to adjourn trial. Why? So I figured that's something that would be really important to make sure it's clearly seen what's in there and clearly seen and heard.
So in regards to the interview, there was one of the issues that you wanted to... Jake, one of the reasons that we want to do this is because we don't want to have to play 10 hours of audio.
Yeah, this, right? You guys have been sitting here forever, all this crap coming here with COVID and these masks suck. Yeah, fuck listening to 10 hours. I'm sorry, that's just the straight word for that.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we all understood what we're doing. So one of the first things that we see here, you talk about some of the quality issues with the audio.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm very familiar with computers. Unfortunately, on the very top here is a little teal sticky mark covering exactly how to place the equalizer so that it cuts out a lot of that and the clunky noises, and it alters octaves so you can either hear them higher or lower so you can hear what that's being said. And throughout it, when necessary, when it needs to change so you can hear the audio, I mention it. How to fix that so you can hear what's being said clearly as possible.
So one of your concerns about the audio and the video is that you just can't be heard.
What's the point of giving in evidence if you can't understand what it is?
And at the same time, that while sometimes you can be heard, it isn't the right octave or the right tone, I think you indicated.
It's not about it being the right octave or tone. It's about the background noise that I can't cut out. It needs to be different from that, either higher or lower, so you're not confusing what that is.
You also had some concerns about comments that you made being taken out of context, right?
Yeah, and then stuff that's not, because of the crappy audio.
And was one of your concerns about how much time elapsed between an answer or a question or a question and an answer?
Yeah, sorry, there is those little note pieces on the first top of the page. I do a key for it. Like, V means check out the voice. ST, spacing out through thought. SS, spacing out shock. CT, confused thought. So, because if you're going to make a decision on something, you should really have the whole contents of that. So I mentioned right there, like, pay attention to my demeanor, my voice, demeanor of me, like, what's coming out of here. This isn't me making up shit. Like, you can see that. So that's what that key is for.
And there was many places in here that you say that's quiet, or you were shocked, or you were in disbelief.
Yeah, because if I was a juror, honestly, I wouldn't be like, oh, let's read this and review the clip 10 hours of it. Honestly, as a person, I wouldn't do that. So I would perceive, humans being humans, let's make this short and sweet to what we can so you can figure out what's going on here. So
you also noted some issues in here with things that were misunderstood by law enforcement when you compare what actually was said and what was in the report.
I think there's a mix of him misunderstanding stuff and him deliberately trying to act like he don't know what actually was said. Because there's parts that are cut out. There's a whole sentence of him cutting out stuff. And I say, Errol, see this? Not in page 10.
Can you give us an example, the offhand?
The one I was just saying right now, which is, this one's just towards my character, what he says right there. It says...
And what page are you reading from?
I was going to make sure this is the right part. The gigantic paper, it says 3 in a circle. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You see about like a finger's length down, there's a highlighted in yellow, it says this is not in page 10.
Yes.
And the arrow pointing up to it, and it starts with the word about, and it's slightly orange.
Yes.
Well, it really starts behind the teal sticky note, but it's I mean, word for word right here. This is the officer talking about yourself right now. You're worried about what happened to Sabrina. So, and then above that, it says you're not worried. So you can see that you're not worried about yourself. You're worried about Sabrina. That's on page 10 in that statement. That's a complete sentence cut out. So you can't tell me like, oh, you just missed this and this. That's a whole fucking sentence. So what else is, you know?
I'll give you a moment to look through that. Tell me what concern you have next.
Okay. Well, throughout like almost everything that I'm speaking, there's the word like I think. Like for example, it says I think I beat Sabrina. You got the just before that V, which stands for voice, quality, shock, belief.
Can you tell us what page on?
On the first page. Then it says the number again. It says I think. Then number, and then there's a note that says, Sabrina was never beat up. So, and then it's right here, so, yeah, you're right. While I'm going on, guys, I got correct. There are some comments in here that, like, hey, take a look at this. There's a lot going on, so I didn't realize that at first. So, yes, there is that. At this moment, this is assumption solely off the few things I'm currently aware of that is underneath that is blue, underlined in blue. Then it goes, I'm covered in blood, the cops next to me, sounds of Sabs, which is Sabrina's voice, and that I can't understand, so I understand a plenty of rage. At this point, I have no clear visuals to assist in this assumption, so I'm going off of, what does this look like? But like I said, there's no reason for me to go towards Sabrina. There's no reason for me to, if I were to, like, just snap out and forget things. She is way too old, far of a distance compared to Z, TJ, freaking Dylan, who I'm at war with. This is what's going on in my life. He put fucking heroin in my woman. And she all fucking...
So is that why that was important for you to write that? Or is there another reason why that may have been important for you to write that?
I'm sorry, what?
I believe you indicated why you wrote this. Is that why that was important to you to write that, or is there another reason why this was important for you to point this out?
Yeah, because you really should know that why are these things coming out of my mouth? Is this an actual like, oh, we saw this like happen, or is this like during the course of where I dragged someone, dropped it? Let's leave all that out. I'm sorry. I have memory of visual stuff in my subconscious. Grab that, and that's anyone Google how the subconscious works.
Let's go to your next concern.
Page 2, where there's the top pink sticky note, just near that.
Does that top sticky note say cop versus number 1?
Yep, and the reason I said number 1 was I thought this was a clip, that number 1 clip that we could play, but we decided it's the same time that you just view this. It says the number, when you can see the number we're at is at in the audio. I say, I think. I didn't say I did. I'm assuming that's what I'm saying. Then it goes a question mark. Because I couldn't understand what word was. It was too inaudible. So that's in response to the cop saying, you said you beat her up. So I'm going. So this is me in that same statement clarifying to the cop. No, I didn't. I think I didn't say. I'm assuming you see this consistently throughout all of it, I think, I'm assuming. You get a couple things in here that says what my visuals are.
I think there's something similar. Is there something similar on the next line? Next line in red, I should say.
Next line, the blue, the same page?
I'm sorry, I should ask, what's your next concern about the audio of the...
There's parts where, like, I'm guessing if something were to be a knife or a blunt object based on feeling during motions, but that's not motions towards them, though. It's like, that's fending off what the fuck's going on. But I don't know what's going on. There's small memories on that, so you'll see that in there. I'm just trying to make this short, so can you give me a moment to just pick out what's...
Since this was a document that you drafted and has your concerns, I don't want to direct you in a way. So let's talk. Take a look and tell me if there's any other concerns you have about that you think the jury needs to hear.
I guess you'll see a lot that the cop mentions how, like, I'm not this type of person. There's a piece right here on page 3 that I'm looking at right now, actually, where it's you see the highlighted note for you guys where it says, always worried about others, not the killer type, because you see me talking about, like, I hope that these individuals are okay, because there's something going on. There's the words underneath the yellow part. That's an opinion one, sorry. There is one more thing that I really wanted to speak on here. I just got to remember, because, like, there's a lot going on. I actually do clarify that to the cop right here about Sabrina's room.
Tell me where.
You see the bottom blue highlighted part with a bunch of stars?
On page 3?
Yeah. I'm trying to see where it starts. Underneath the green sticky note, I'm just going to read from there, I think. Yeah, it says me, so... Maybe it says Sabrina's window. Then it says cop, then it says squiggle because he's talking, and I'm just leaving it out right now. There's me, then a squiggle. It's a distinct room. The cop is that, and it's kind of cut off by the sticky note. Is that, I don't know what that says because it's covered up. Is that how you would go in? That's what it says. How would you go in? Me? I got the V for voice. Listen to it. It's like, I don't know type of shit in the voice. You're like, but then word for word there, window on ground. Above it is a description of what I was seeing. Screen, not window, but that's why I said window all the time. Window on ground, wood paneling in front of that, and that's my view right there. So that's me explaining, yeah, so where are these words coming from? They're stemming from these next to nothing. So, but as we went through stuff, I was never, according to other with town events, how am I in Sabrina's room being surrounded? You know, unless I was brought there by not my means, not my will. And I'm being waiting for, they're making me wait for when shit goes down, I guess, or whatever. So there's that.
Do you see any other concerns that you have about your reviews regarding your interview with law enforcement at the hospital?
Yeah, right here, page 5. First long blue highlighted part with some stars underneath two pink sticky notes. Do you see that? Page 5.
I'm looking at page 5. You said under two green pinks or two pink sticky notes. Yes.
Okay, and then there's that blue line with the stars.
Yes.
So at 18:23 in the audio, I see a garage floor. I see her by the garage dropping, and that was before I started. Before I saw more of that visual. Well, above that, I put a sticky note. Well, if I'm seeing the garage floor, I'm obviously still in the garage. Well, if Sabrina's in the grass, and then I see that same visual with more of it, and how the fuck am I stabbing her if she's 7-8 feet away? And this is on spot, out my mouth, when I'm so discombobulated. That didn't change. So I guess that's the other main one. I'm just going to flip through real quick. I think that if people were to look at this, it's pretty self-explanatory with the rest of other stuff. You know, it's all assumption on things, which I think there's never me saying whatever. And when the cop a few times says, well, you said this, I'm like, no, I didn't say that. So,
was there any other explicit concerns about the audio that you think the jury needs to hear about?
Well, some of those I do know that I do remember, and their copy, they're, like I said, there's things that are missing, like where they say, well, it says this, or that I think, or I'm going off of this assumption, or here's my visual, or all that information that you have in the audio that's right here for you is cut out by them. It's something that should be looked at, and it shouldn't take that much time. So, and it just, people come to their own conclusion on that.
So is one of your concerns with law enforcement's report is that it's missing a lot of information?
Yeah.
Is one of your concerns with law enforcement's report that it is missing a lot of context?
Yes, and it's not like, hey, Jim, did you just throw a fucking hammer through my window? What's up with that? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. No, there's feeling. There's coming through with, certain vision. You can tell memory's starting to pop in. He mentioned stuff like that.
One of your concerns about the police officer's report regarding your interview with him at the hospital that it doesn't show the pauses?
It doesn't show. If I were to sit in front of someone and see what he actually witnessed, like truthfully coming out of my mouth, how I'm acting, what's going on with me, you would know that, okay, yeah, I literally do not have any real memory here. Based on how the mind works, anyone can Google on that, you can see that, okay, why my memory's gone, why it's blocked. I could explain that too if you want, scientifically, which I know I'm not an expert, but I feel like you Google it, oh, truth, bam. You can't just read off a paper that's words and know what's going on there.
So is there anything else that you think the jury needs to know about the interview with law enforcement at the hospital?
The reason I asked for it to be recorded is because, like I said before, I don't trust cops. Actually, when I am encountered with them, I shake because I'm scared that they, get away with, shooting me type of thing, because I don't talk to them, and obviously, noting that I am handcuffed, people are staring at me, I am covered in blood. I'm not going to let a freaking cop misscribe or basically lie on this shit. So this is a bad situation. I don't know what's going on. You get that fucking out of here right now so it's clear, so later on when there's lies going on, we can figure out what's going on. That's why I said record.
Is there anything else that you think the jury needs to know about, specifically the audio clips that you took note of during your review of the discovery?
There was one thing I thought. I don't want to waste time here. I think it would just be appropriate for them if they wish to take a look at that, then they can. It'd be quicker for everybody.
During your interview with law enforcement, did you ever mention that you had some issues with other people?
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
While I was incarcerated from March to December 10th of 2015, a person that I believe is my main soulmate, my ex, Wendy, she was used by Dylan. I'll just try to leave out last names. He knocked her out. There's stuff on Facebook I saw where, example, she would mention how he would demean her after sex and stupid shit, just being evil. Stuff I would see on his Facebook, I got word of. It was true. He's a person that puts females on heroin.
So you had a concern with a gentleman by the name of Dylan?
Yeah, there's another case out there where...
Was there anyone else that you had concerns with?
His group, yeah. They were, after I tried to go to the bar to address him, why is she at home crying that you're not there, selling her sentimental guns, while you're out buying Taco Cat t-shirts, not giving a fuck about her, the kid, all this stuff, I called him out on it.
Your Honor, the state's going to object. We're not sure what the relevancy of this is.
Because I had people follow me, the same people she got into it with.
Mr. Kara?
Sorry.
When there's an objection, I need to be able to rule on it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm going to sustain the objection, and you need to limit your answers to the questions that are asked, Mr. Kara.
Yes, ma'am.
Jake, other than Dylan, was there anyone else that you had issues with in regards to the people you were referring to during your interview with law enforcement?
His group that he was associated with, his gangbanger wannabes.
Other than Dylan and his group, was there anyone else that you meant when you said you had issues with some people?
To my knowledge, in the group, the basis of it consists of Austin Green, Adam Brooker. Joel was wanting to be in the group. You can see this on the Facebook. You can see
but
that.
At the time in the hospital, did you?
I did mention that, actually. They played the clip yesterday when the cop asked me, like, what's going on with you? And I mentioned how, if you clear up the audio, I don't know where that is in here. So I don't think it's in this portion. I say people, because there was, I said, it was people coming up to me trying to stab me at a gas station. This is because I exposed him for putting heroin in her, and what he was doing, I was leaking it out there. And there's evidence of that in my phone that these people have followed me for a while.
During your interview with law enforcement, you also mentioned something about a psychiatrist.
Yeah, because I'm not random or whatever. I was like, well, something's gone down. I don't fucking know. I don't know if I care anymore. If I end up killing myself, that way my family would have some answers to what's going on with me. Because I'm not an individual that's fucking what the news has preached me at, I guess would be a good way to put it. So I would rather be dead than incarcerated. I don't want to be in Mendota. I don't want to be in prison. All I ever wanted was to have a family and kids in the same way I grew up.
So,
and I've worked my life for that. Now, if anything past 30, what's the point?
So if your sole purpose for sharing that with law enforcement during your interview?
Yeah, in case it's time to pass away, die, then my family would know what's going on, because you got my Google Drive, my life. And then we have all this whatever, I didn't know what was going on at the time, so it just felt safe that at least that should be noted, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know at all what I'm going to jail for at the time.
What do you think the jury should know about your mental and emotional health?
Like now? Or like right now?
That's your
the state is going to object on relevancy in this part of the trial.
Sustain it, given the form of the question, if there's a different question.
How does your mental and emotional health relate to this incident?
Prior?
At the time of the incident, so back in 2016.
Got it. Because I acknowledge in myself that there is a lot of built-up stuff in my life falling to pieces. So maybe, I'm like, okay, I'm covered in blood, did I beat somebody up or whatever? Or something, or crash car. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I just know there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of kinetic energy in there. Is that why I am cut? Am I attached to a gurney cut of it in blood? I don't know that at the time. I acknowledge that there is a potency there. So I'm worried about that. That's a big part of the assumptions of what's going on with next to nothing visuals. So that way, there's a way to explain that. Not for NGI, but because people are like, I'm a happy-go-lucky, hippie, cognitive, very relaxed, carefree person. This isn't Jake. What happened to Jake? Where's Jake? That's what that's for. Because a lot of people in my life do like me. Heck, I'm in the jail. Who goes in for a double homicide with guards? All, like, majority of them respect you and like you. Not off of fear, not off of turning up, but just being a normal, good person.
Let's switch our focus to what you've done since you've been accused of this crime.
I'm sorry.
Object on relevancy.
I would have to wonder what the relevance would be, Mr.
Eichhoff. I haven't asked a question, Judge, so I think if I go down this line, I think it'll be clear about...
I'll let you finish the question, and if Mr. Johnson wants to renew his objection at that point.
Thank you, Judge. Have you maintained your innocence since the beginning of this?
Yeah, I even printed out a lot of my discovery, giving it to people, tried to get them to upload it on the internet. I have multiple copies of what they're hiding. Me and Sabrina are into it with the same game punks, and Joel's part of that fucking shit. He's got psychotic killing shit in his phone.
He's tried
to stab people before.
I'm an object.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, it's really irritating. I've had 4 years, my apologies.
All right, just wait a second. An object on relevancy.
Who's they?
Well, I'm going to sustain the objection first, and then if you want to ask a different question.
You mentioned that you've maintained your innocence this whole time.
Yeah, consistently say I don't want an NGI. I consistently didn't want to go to Mendota. There's documents of that, to keep it short. I've consistently said, if I'm convicted of this, fuck, I might as well die. I have consistently talked about, I want to go through everything with 2020. I want, if I go home, I'll put it up there myself. There's phone calls of this since years ago. There was me sending to my previous judge, hey, this is stuff that's not getting done. You know, why isn't this good? If someone sent her, hey, we're going to kill you before this. Go get it. Here's how to get it. Ain't coming for me.
Have you asked for everything to be tested?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, damn near everything.
Was it your wish to have...
No, I'm going to continue to make my objections on relevancy. All these questions involve...
My innocence, that's the relevancy.
Jake?
I'm sorry.
I don't see the relevancy, Mr. Eichhoff, if you want to argue that or approach.
I'd like to approach
that. I think approaching would be appropriate.
Throughout this entire process, Jake, have you attempted to hide anything?
No, I've tried the opposite.
You had the opportunity, while you're sitting here on Monday morning, to hear Joel's testimony. Did you hear his testimony?
Yeah.
And you heard him say that that you had a knife?
I heard that.
And you heard him say that you stabbed Sabrina?
I heard him say that.
And you heard him say that you stabbed him as well?
I heard that.
How do you respond to that?
It doesn't make any logical sense on where he is stabbed or obtains these stabs compared to when he's in the hospital giving the statement. Not the cop. There's not a lot of stuff. The actual audio of him. It's really concerning to me why, if you were a person being stabbed, if someone's going to go slit someone's throat, someone's going to beat someone to death, why, with the third person, would you just poke and let him get up because he doesn't want to ask the cops how he got in the corner? Eventually, he says struggle. That does not match up with the blood there. That is that cut will heal. That will not cause any issues. Why would you avoid that question? I'm 6'3". I'm 6'3" height. The knife is like long as this, pretty much. If I was standing, can I stand to give an example?
Yeah.
If someone's cornered, and I stand, if this was me standing, have you seen how tall he was? There's no way for his reach to deflect this. It would go through his heart completely. There's no reason for this. It is to stop. Why would you avoid that answer? In the video, when he's avoiding this answer from the cops multiple times, he gets nervous. You see it. And it says he struggled? No, that's consistent with, okay, you got poked, you get up and move. Why? And then change your story later. And have a fan page according to her family friends.
Was his injury self-inflicted?
It could be. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I don't have visual. But could it be? Yeah, absolutely. Who's gonna question me?
Jake, did you stab Joel?
No.
Did you kill Sabrina?
No.
Did you kill Sonny?
No.
Did you review all the evidence in this case?
Did I review all the evidence?
The evidence, yes.
Yes, I've been trying to get it to go up online. I've given it to multiple people.
Have you studied it very closely?
Yeah.
Why do you believe that you're being falsely accused?
See again? He can testify to what happened, what he remembers, but now he's starting to make his own conclusions and almost like he's going to make a closing argument.
And it seems to call for speculation.
Yeah, well, it definitely does.
So I'm going to sustain the objection. For all of those reasons.
Okay. Judge, we don't have any further questions.